You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Sad news, y'all. Oh, by the way, hey, everybody, blah, 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 blah. The tech D Rob has COVID again. Well, he's never had the COVID, but he's got COVID.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times I done kicked COVID's butt.
Same.
Many times. But this is the first time you've had it, Rob?
Yeah, remember, I was knocking old people down to get that vaccine, remember?
Right. That's what I was going to say. You're the first person that I know that had the vaccines that hasn't gotten it. I mean, like, it's been this long since between the vaccine and the time that you got it. Most people, when they got the vaccine, they were getting it, you know, pretty quickly after that. Because the rest of us were like, told you.
Mm-hmm. It worked for me, at least, for a little while.
Mm-hmm. Did you lose your smell and taste and any of that?
No, the only thing I'm just shortness of breath and inability to breathe through my nose most of the time.
Yeah. Mm. And so did you take a COVID test at home or did you go to the doctor?
At home. Yeah. I took a at home one.
That's right. Cause you were stockpiling those, weren't you?
Yeah. They do expire though. I don't know how long I had
to buy new ones.
Oh.
Oh, you let all those COVID tests go to waste.
Yeah. I wonder how many did you have?
I personally didn't have them. It was my ex-girlfriend that had a whole bunch. So I don't know. She probably still has a bunch.
That's right. Yeah. They were in your house though. The house you were living in. I remember that. All right. Well, so, you know, you tell people that you've got COVID now and people are like, oh man, that sucks. Whatever. Before you'd be like, what?
Yeah.
Because of the way they had us all in, you know, a big tizzy about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I honestly think that's where some of my anxiety came from, too, because I had had – so COVID hit March of 2020. I had Delilah 1st of May 2020. Mm-hmm. And I remember the nurse looking at me saying, just do not have visitors, not even your parents, for a month. And I remember just like sobbing, like my mom's not going to meet my newborn baby. I can't believe it. You know?
Yeah.
But we didn't listen to him.
Right. Well, cause now you look at it and you know that a lot of that was just a bunch of lies.
Well, yeah. Now we know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Rob did knock a bunch of old people out of the way to get in line to get that shot.
Like literally?
Yeah, I mean, elbowing them out of the way, Grandpa.
I had an in, okay? I had an in. It was fine.
Rob, that's terrible.
He had the plug. He had the hookup on the vaccine. God. I love that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he really was the first person I knew that got the vaccine. He had it before a lot of people did.
I bet you I had it before him. When you were pregnant, they gave it to you like right when it came out.
Oof.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, okay, if you say I need it, I'm one of those. And then I was like, wait a second. Years later, I'm like, that's what's wrong with her.
You say that's why your baby boy won't poop in the potty.
You're right. Still pooping on the floor.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, it's Riggins from the TJ and Riggins Show, and there's a company called LaCure that makes these drinking gummies, no hangover the next day. They are totally awesome. Save 15% off your LaCure order at tjriggins.com/deals using promo code TJ at checkout.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, there was a terrible accident that took place in California last week, the end of last week, at a Chuck E. Cheese. Now, the terrible accident wasn't that people actually went to Chuck E. Cheese. But there was a woman who got her arm stuck in one of the games. The game is called like Snowball, something or another, and you get inside it, and then all these balls start dropping down on you, and you have to pick up balls and put them into this little hole. And every time you put a ball in the hole, it counts as a point. So you got to try to pick up the most balls and get them in the hole. Well, she got her arm stuck in the hole. And then they had to come get they had to get the fire department out there, rescue people and all that to get her out of that. So it was a whole big thing. Now, why was she in the thing to begin with? It's called Snow Day, and it's a little booth that is clearly made for children. So why was this adult woman in the game playing it? And she doesn't have a kid in there that she was helping. She was just in there trying to do it and got her arm stuck. Now, was she in there because an adult obviously can play the game a lot more easily, as far as you can get more balls in the thing as an adult than a little kid can, and then therefore that your prize count goes up with chance of you winning a better prize? Is that it, or is this just an adult that can't stand it that the kids are having fun on the kids' stuff and they have to jump in and do it like so many millennials now do?
That's what I assume.
The kidults that can't just let kids have fun. They got to jump in there and do it themselves.
I have mixed emotions about this because I'm not a kidult by any means. I didn't even play these games when I was little. But you've got to make the game kind of for kidults now. Like, make sure they don't get injured, because that's where our society is going. I mean, it's sad, but
I say make them smaller. The adults out of them, because yes, that is where society is going, and we need to send it into a different direction.
Well, true. I'm with you too, but I don't know. I guess maybe they deserve to get hurt, I guess. I mean, truly.
She wasn't hurt. She was just stuck, so she wasn't hurt.
She deserved to get stuck.
And should be embarrassed, and, you know, made it on the local news and now around the country.
Yeah.
In the news. So.
Well,
but the thing is that people like that don't have any shame. She's probably blaming the machine and Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Instead of blaming herself for being an adult and getting into a kid's game and getting stuck.
That's the thing. But are they going to have lawsuits now? I mean, you got to think about the people that are just crazy, you know?
Well, I mean, they just need to start clearly stating this is for children only. And, if you get in it, not only will you stand a chance of getting hurt, but arrested.
Yeah. You're going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're opening those Chuck E. Cheese's for adults, because they're like getting people stuck in the games and the kids one. They had to open up the adults one.
Right. So they're going to have a big back ball pit.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio?
You like how we get to it.
New radio is
video.
Watching on video.
Watch each weekday morning just after 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Now, back to the TJ and Reagan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
These are just a few things that are now trending. There's a kid named Bradley Vinson. He's 13 years old, and you might have seen him popping up on a couple of Major League Baseball games. He's the kid umpire, and apparently he had been doing this in the minor leagues, but he dresses up like an umpire, and he goes and he calls the whole game, from his seat with his dad. I think it's really cool. But the other night they were showing him on the television screen. I think it was during the Braves game, maybe. But the reaction from people online is, get this kid off my television. I don't want to see it. Why do I have to watch a game in split screen so they can highlight this kid? And it was like, you guys need to get off the internet. Like, honestly, get a grip. This is a great thing. The kid's 13 years old.
He's just having a good time.
He likes baseball and he wants to go dress up like an umpire. It's not my thing, but he's having fun. And the reaction, you would have thought this kid just murdered somebody on television. It's awful.
So well, sad.
It depends on how much they were splitting the screen, which makes it harder to watch the game. Because if this isn't your kid, most of the time you're not going to care to see him the whole time.
Right. It wasn't
like the game. How long were they splitting the screen and talking about the kid instead of the baseball game?
Here's the thing. It was I remember it now. It was the Cubs and the Cardinals. It's the top of the fifth. Cubs are beating the Cardinals 8-0. So it's kind of a lull. There's not a lot happening. So they did the kid was on a smaller screen, but it was a split screen. And they probably did keep him up too long. It was probably through two batters at least. So it did go on too long. But man, are we so like hardened to the world that we can't just, you know, say good, God bless him. Who cares? Why are you so upset?
Well, I told you that one of the times that we went and saw Jelly Roll before he just exploded, he pulled a little girl up out of the crowd and had her singing my favorite Jelly Roll song.
Oh.
And I was like, hey, I didn't pay to hear no little girl sing Jelly Roll. If I wanted to hear that, I'd go to a karaoke bowling alley. I came to hear Jelly Roll sing my favorite Jelly Roll song.
Yeah.
I don't care how cute that little girl is. This ain't a cute little girl concert. It's a Jelly Roll concert.
So your favorite song, did he ever sing himself after that, or it was just her singing?
Just her, pretty much.
Oh, God.
I really wasn't like that. I was just joking. But
still, I mean.
I would have liked to have heard him do it, but
yeah,
you know, whatever.
Did he go back and do it all himself? I would be okay with that then if he goes and starts from the top and just does it himself.
No, she did the whole thing. He looked at it like, I'm sure he was like trying to take a break.
Like, you go ahead. I'm sweating.
And just out of curiosity, what was your favorite Jelly Roll song that she sang?
Son of a Sinner.
Oh, a great one for a little girl to get up there and sing.
Yeah, it fits, right?
Yeah, what a scene that must have been. So
I guess if you're a kid at a Jelly Roll concert, you do. Mm-hmm. It fits. I don't know. Maybe.
Very possible.
Back then, all Jelly Roll fans had a past that, you know, had led them to where they were. And, you know, everybody had some sort of a story. And I just assumed that little girl's, you know, had some kind of a sad story or whatever. But I really didn't get upset about it. I really didn't. But it's the same as somebody getting upset about this little boy.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, let's lighten up a little bit. Yeah, absolutely. A couple of kids. So I have some compliments to dole out on the TJ and Riggin show, and I will do that coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
If you need a unique gift for a loved one, I have just the thing for you. Distilled Union crafts sleek, problem-solving essentials like wallets, organizers, and they have a philosophy that's less is more. They make products to simplify everyday routines with style. So go to tjritchie.com/deals. Use code GANG for 20% off.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I want to give out some compliments to TJ and Lindsay specifically. They have a good quality about them that I don't think people talk about enough. I think it's probably one of the best qualities to have. And it is the fact that you have both successfully set up other people. You have been a successful matchmaker.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think that is a fantastic quality to have. And no one ever talks about it. But the fact that you as one person can set up what is potentially a lifelong marriage between two people that previously didn't know each other. I mean, what could be greater other than getting married yourself and starting a family and contributing to society? I think it's one of the greatest gifts you can have.
What's ironic about this is that I could never set myself up with the right one, but I could set other people. Like I could pluck somebody from this group, pluck somebody from that group, and I know that they would mesh. I didn't get married until I was 34 years old.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of hit and misses, but yeah.
I wondered if you were going to come back around and say, and then I finally did it, but
Right. I mean, I did at 34, but I'm saying my whole life, I set someone up at 13 years old and they got married. I was 13 and I set my youth pastor and the music lady up. She was new to the church. We were at a lock-in. Do you remember lock-ins?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. They don't do those anymore. And I set them up and they got married.
Yeah, that's amazing. I think it's such a great quality. And I think you see a lot of matchmakers that are still single. So maybe there's a tie to that. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Who'd like, you set up, TJ?
Gwen and her husband.
I don't think I don't know this story.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever heard this story.
Gwen was working on our show. She was young and she had just started working on our show. And there was a sales guy. He sold advertising. He was young and had just started. And she had made a comment about him. You know, we could see into the parking lot when everybody started coming to work. And she talked about how cute he was. So I called him into the studio one day on the air and introduced him. And I said, both of y'all are nice and y'all about the same age, I think y'all. And so they were kind of shy, obviously, since just sprang that on them. And then he asked her on a date on the air and then they went from there.
Yeah. Stop. Incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did I never know that story? I probably did. I just forgot. But
well, that's you surprising. Always say you don't want to hear about the other girls.
That's true. Work
on the show.
That's true.
I don't even want to hear.
There were no girls before me, TJ. Come on.
Well, both of you might have a little more trouble setting up Gen Zers because there's this survey that's out that said 1 in 3 Gen Zers would consider taking back an ex if that person suddenly became wealthy. 1 in 3. But I don't know that that's limited to Gen Z. I know a lot of millennials and Gen Xers and baby boomers that would take back an ex if they suddenly became wealthy.
It depends on why they broke up.
That's what I was going
to
say.
I think that would have something to do with it. If they just kind of grew apart or whatever, and I don't really think I see a future here, then maybe they would be more inclined to say, yeah, I would date him rather than he cheated on me. He did this. He did that.
Yeah.
What I'm hearing, though, from this is they may not care about that. You know, like they don't care if someone cheated as long as they're rich. Like I would never take back an ex, you know, at that point of my life. But I think some people don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
If you need a unique gift for a loved one, I have just the thing for you. Distill Union crafts sleek, problem-solving essentials like wallets, organizers, and they have a philosophy that's less is more. They make products to simplify everyday routines with style. So go to tjritchie.com/deals. Use code GANG for 20% off.
What is new radio? New radio is apps
and more. And more.
Go to tjriggins.com and add us to your phone's home screen. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So Lindsay says she has a story.
Yep.
So it better be good.
Well, it's embarrassing, but I'm going to tell it. Because it means I'm raising an absolute psychopath. So yesterday, we were getting ready for church and I walked down the stairs and I'm doing like 85 things, literally. So Brooks looks at me and says, "Mom, I peed into Wywa's shoe," and laughed. And I was like, "Stop. No, you did not. No, you did not." And I'm laughing because I'm doing a million things and I didn't want to, I knew he didn't. So
he's
I just,
in Delilah's shoes, what he said.
Yeah. He thought it was funny. Like he was laughing. Mm-hmm. It was a joke. He didn't really do it, but I was in turn laughing because I wasn't really focused on what I was trying to get everyone out the door and I knew he didn't do it. So I was laughing and I was like, "No, you didn't. Stop. That's funny. You know, whatever." So we go outside, we go to church, we come home. Well, we're still potty training him, which it's taken way too long. It's taken way longer than it took potty training Delilah. So we're leaving him like either naked or in just underwear, pretty much when we're home. Well, we get home from church. I strip him down, mainly because I don't want to get lunch on his clothes. So he's naked, but also we're potty training him. So I'm like, just sit there. I'm going to go get your underwear. So I run upstairs. I come back down and there is a wet puddle on top of Delilah's church shoes. So I'm like, wait a second, because she had just taken those shoes off. He had peed on the shoes. So I think what happened was he was seeing if I thought it was funny that he said that before church. And I did like laugh, which now I'm like regretting, but I didn't laugh like, yeah, do it. I was like, no, you didn't. But I was kind of laughing. I guess he thought I thought it was funny. Yeah. So he purposely peed on her silver glitter church shoes that she's obsessed with.
So, yeah, he said, Mom thought this was funny and I want to make Mom really laugh. So I'm going to do it.
So yeah. I went ballistic and I might have handled it wrong after that, because I handled it wrong before it happened. I'm all twisted. Being a parent is hard.
Hard, man. Was he confused why you were yelling at him and stuff?
He didn't understand why it wasn't funny. And then I had to like go back later and think, I did like laugh it off when he told me. So it all hit me later. And then I had to like go back. I didn't apologize to him because it's wrong. You purposely peed on, you know, but I can't figure out how to handle it now because I kind of messed up too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Mom's laughter to a little boy is approval.
Right. And
it tells you little boys always want their moms to be in a good mood and they want to make their moms happy. And
So, but I did get mad at him, you know, so then I felt bad. And so anyway, I'm in a shambles. This is my life right now. Peeing on shoes.
Well, that is crazy.
I know.
The children need to be taken.
Right?
TJ Riggins and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There is a company called Big Fork, and they have some of the most delicious pork products I have ever had in my life. You need to try them. You save 20% right now when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the promo code TJ. You're going to love it. It's Big Fork.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Well, showing you or illustrating generational differences in society. And how things have changed for the younger generation, but the old timers are not with it at all on this change. Riggins sent me a video this morning of a woman, young woman, working at a nursing home. And she had a bunch of the patients lined up. They were all sitting in a line and she had a baby pig in her arms, and she was going through there and seeing, will you pet the pig? And the reason that it went viral is because one of the old men said sure, and then he reached up to pat the girl on the head, you know, oh yeah, as a joke. But what I pulled from that is none of those old people wanted to touch a pig.
True.
Yeah. And I don't get that either, how people are just so into pigs all of a sudden, and a pig is such a great little pillow. Snuggle the pig. Pigs are disgustingly dirty. Pigs live in slop, and, you know, you don't have pigs as house pets and all of that. And you could tell every one of those old people in that nursing home were like, And even the old guy, he was like, sure, I'll pet. And then he reached up there to touch her as a joke. But then he didn't want to come back and say, you know, pat the pig on the head either.
No.
Yeah, I mean, pigs aren't the cuddliest creatures. They could have had a puppy there.
Yeah, yeah. What happened to bringing the golden retriever in or the,
yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, because, you know, it's almost like, that idea of, you know, like I talk about the way they try to really celebrate things and people that aren't looked upon as being traditionally attractive, you know, like when you watch TV commercials and all, it used to be only attractive people in TV commercials, unless it was a comedy type commercial, you know, like Mr. Whipple with the Charmin and all of that. But if it were just people brushing their teeth or, you know, taking a certain medication, they would get actors who were nice to look at. Well, they go the opposite way now. It's like they discriminate against those people. So I think it's the same way with pets. You know, if you, because it's, you know, it gives you a moral authority to say, oh, I love this pet, this type of animal, because, and even though it's so ugly and most people think it's ugly, I don't, I love. And so that's what some of this, you know, and it comes from, and people having, you know, trying to find dogs that are ugly just to say, I gave this ugly dog a home, that kind of thing.
They're so ugly. They're cute.
Yeah.
But, yeah, when I was buying a dog that never even came, I was like, let me find the ugliest dog. Like, who's doing that? I don't want to do that.
But these old people are like, I don't care. That is a nasty pig, and I am not touching. Why is that pig in the house?
Yeah.
Probably what they're sitting there thinking. Why did you bring that pig in the house?
Yeah.
Wrap it in a blanket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's not the kind of pig in a blanket that I would like.
Right. Wrong one.
Hang out back and make some real pigs in a blanket.
Yeah.
Mm. Thank you for joining us.
Oh my God. I love it.
I love it. I love it. This is TJ and Riggins.
There is a company called Big Fork, and they have some of the most delicious pork products I have ever had in my life. You need to try them. You save 20% right now when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the promo code TJ. You're going to love it. It's Big Fork.
What is new radio? New radio is apps
and more. And more.
Go to tjriggins.com and add us to your phone's home screen. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
Jussie, I think it was last week that Diddy's attorney said that when he gets out of prison, he wants to play Madison Square Garden again.
No, I didn't see that.
I mean, on what planet do they think that anybody wants to go see Diddy at Madison Square Garden? Diddy couldn't sell out Madison Square Garden before he was accused of all these things in court.
Right.
The sort of, I don't know, what is that? The sort of bravado that he's got while still being in prison is remarkable to me.
It's, well, not surprising.
It's because he's a narcissist, in my opinion, a narcissist, and the narcissism that comes from being a psychopath.
Correct.
I guess one of the symptoms of his psychopathy is narcissism.
But I do wonder if people would want to go just to, like, see how he's doing. And, like, you know, all those people that are, like, just nosy, you know, just...
I'm sure a ton of people, I bet he could sell it out because of people just wanting to go and say they were a part of it.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. And then there'd also be a certain number of people that would never have seen him before that would want to go see him, hoping to, you know, be there when he failed, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I see this, that situation playing out with Britney Spears. Like, there's sort of this morbid curiosity, like when she comes back to the stage, you kind of want to see, is it going to be a total train wreck? Mm-hmm. I get that. But with Diddy, I'm like, I don't even know what songs are Diddy, is Diddy going to perform? I don't even know, because he's always like the producer or a feature on some of his biggest songs, except for that, you know, Every Breath You Take. But
right,
like, who wants to go see a Diddy concert? That is just, I don't know. That is just so confusing to me.
Yeah, unless he gets all of the people that, you know, from Bad Boy Entertainment or whatever, that, you know, Mace and them.
Yeah.
It's like, you want to go see Mace?
Maybe if tickets are like $10, people are going to go. I mean,
yeah, it might be the way to go. So we'll see how that pans out for him. Today is National Vinyl Record Day. National Vinyl Record. I'm not into the, I know a lot of young people are into records, including TJ's daughter, Lainey.
And my son.
Oh, is he into it too?
Yeah.
She was at a vintage record store the other day over the weekend, and she had texted me a picture. She said, I'm at this hipster vinyl record store. And I said, what are you getting? What are you looking for? And she goes, Chocolate Starfish in the Hot Dog Flavored Water by Limp Bizkit. And I went, what? What? And she goes, yeah, no, there's like some great, really good songs in there. I was like, oh, God, I am old. I'm just an old person.
That's the name of one of his albums?
That was a big Limp Bizkit album in the early 2000s, I think.
Oh.
One of his albums.
Mr.
Bizkit. I was never a Limp Bizkit fan, ever.
I said it was supposed to be. It was more for 18 to 34-year-old men.
Oh, okay.
And younger, yeah.
Yeah, I said, what hits were on that album? She goes, oh, My Generation's great song. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, you're teaching me something today.
Yeah.
She might be celebrating National Vinyl Record Day. And then something just for TJ, you know, Leinenkugel, the summer shandy that you love mm-hmm. so much?
Yeah.
They're making their product, they're turning it into an ice cream sandwich. So summer is almost over. This seems like they're a little late to the party. Mm-hmm. Does that sound interesting to you?
No.
No.
Remember, I don't want anything messing with the ice cream sandwich. It's perfect the way it is.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So nice try, Leinenkugel. Am I saying that right? Leinenkugel?
Yeah, okay.
So we'll see how that turns out for him. You're not a grandpa, and don't call yourself a grandpa. That's the viral topic being discussed on the internet today. We'll get to the details next.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
Pet hair will cause havoc on your washing machine and your clothes. Trust me, I know. My dog, Riley, is a pretty hairy boy. And I just found this product called the Pet Hair Dissolver, which uses an enzymatic formula to dissolve the pet hair that clogs up in your washing machine. It's easy. You just throw this little packet into your washing machine, top loader or front loader, doesn't matter, and then you run a hot water cycle, and then boom, the pet hair is gone. I put up the link on our deals page at tjriggins.com/deals. It's just a lifesaver for pet owners. tjriggins.com/deals.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Baby, let's go.
Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
There is a guy that is wondering if he did the right thing or not, and I want to get TJ and Lindsay's opinion on it because, well, TJ, I know TJ has strong opinions about the way grandparents are named, specifically in relation to the grandchildren.
Yeah.
And I won't go into all the details, but he thinks that the oldest sibling should be the one that chooses the name for the grandparents. Is that accurate?
Yeah, yeah. Once that's established from the oldest grandchild, then the rest of them should fall in.
Yeah. So there's this guy that's asking an interesting question. I'll just quickly tell this to you. My parents divorced back in the early 2000s, and then my dad unexpectedly passed 4 years ago. I don't have a good relationship with my mom's current boyfriend, but we're respectful to each other. Fast forward to now, my wife and I just had our first child, and my mom visited for the first time on the weekend with her boyfriend. And she kept referring to her boyfriend as quote unquote grandpa to my son, which I felt was disrespectful to my dad, who would have had that title. I made a point to tell her not to refer to her boyfriend as grandpa, and she got really mad, and then they both left pretty abruptly after the little visitation was over. Mm. Does the guy have a point?
Absolutely. But not for the same reason that I would have the point. He's saying because his dad would have been doing that if he hadn't passed, but I'm saying because his mom is not married to that fella.
That's it.
You don't want to teach the kids that you don't have to be married to be a family and all of that stuff. If they get married, then I wouldn't have a problem with the kid calling him some name that you would call a grandfather.
Yeah.
But if they're not married, like my mom remarried after she and my dad split up and they already had grandchildren. And so she married a man named George, who's very sweet and kind, such a good man. And my kids called my dad Gramps because my oldest nephew they wanted to be called Graham and Gramps. So he's Graham. And then my mom married the other guy and then he became, Papa George is what they called him. So you can call it a different name, but no grandparent name until they're married.
Agreed, because then, I mean, it's an easy out for him now. They're just dating. Mm-hmm. And if he leaves And the kids are like, where's grandpa? Like, you know,
yeah,
nothing's locking them in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And it is, TJ, I think you're right. It is the fact that they're not married, not the fact that your dad would have had that title. Well, the fact is your dad passed away 4 years ago. That's not the argument I would try to make, but the fact that they're not married is sort of more the mm-hmm. issue. Getting yeah. him used to an established title like that. Well, he's wondering if he did the right thing. I don't know that you did the right thing by calling your mom out at during the visit. I would have probably waited for them to leave and then made that phone call. That's not something I would want to do face to face.
No.
Yeah, but you got to stop it right there. Because if he hadn't have pulled her aside and had that conversation, she would have been drilling that in the kids' heads all day.
It's true.
And then the next thing you know, it's, well, why don't we call him grandpa anymore? Well, then you got to explain that to them.
Yeah.
Just say, okay, I've noticed a couple times you've said grandpa. My kids aren't calling him grandpa until y'all get married.
What you have to do is tell everybody you have bouts of diarrhea and get them out as quickly as possible.
I like that solution, Liz. I like it a lot.
When in doubt, diarrhea.
This is the TJ and Regan Show.
There is a company called Big Fork, and they have some of the most delicious pork products I have ever had in my life. You need to try them. You save 20% right now when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the promo code TJ. You're going to love it. It's Big Fork.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So this was something that we discussed Friday night on my other show, that I wanted to get y'all's take on it, or see if y'all fit into this category at all. Somebody took to the Reddit because they were talking about that Sydney Sweeney's Great Jeans ad. And you're saying your jeans give you this and that and whatever, eye color, hair color. And they asked the peoples, what's a small way you won the genetic lottery? And things like this is what people were responding with. I have enough room in my mouth that I can keep all my wisdom teeth.
That's a great one.
That is a good one.
This woman said, I have no leg hair or arm hair, so I haven't had to shave in 26 years.
Wow.
That would be a good one.
Heck yeah.
Let's see. This person said, no matter how much ice cream I eat or how fast I eat it, I never get brain freeze.
That's a good one.
That's freaky. That's mm-hmm. crazy.
Well, you know, Angie that used to work on our show, she's never had brain freeze.
I can't recall having it much, if I ever have either. No. So maybe because there's not, is that mean your brain's not big?
You got to have a brain to get brain freeze.
Yeah.
So we ended up on a discussion about this, but I get brain freeze whenever I'm drinking a frozen a daiquiri out of a machine, or like a margarita frozen out of Jody calls them dryers. You go by, yes. You see those little dryers on the wall, like clothes dryer. That always gives me brain freeze, and it gives handsome husband Michael throat freeze.
Oh.
So he starts coughing the whole time he's drinking one of those. And then I'm like, because, I mean, it really hurts behind my eye, the full brain freeze.
Oh,
so this old guy called into my other show and he said, the trick to not getting brain freeze is don't let whatever it is you're eating or drinking touch the roof of your mouth.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, how in the world can you do that? How can you keep something, especially if you're drinking it, from touching the roof of your mouth?
I've heard that as well. And if you do, just put your warm tongue on your mouth, on the top, and then it goes away. But I think he's onto something, because if you, like, when I drink it, it doesn't really touch the roof of my mouth. Maybe that's why I don't get them.
I would have to practice that a lot.
Yeah, I can't even picture how you do that and swallow.
You have I have a small mouth this way in, like, width, but I have a
tall mouth. She got a tall mouth.
Oh, yeah. Lindsay, tall mouth.
Like I have a high arch on the roof of my mouth.
Hmm. Well, I have just a tiny mouth in general. So maybe I'm out of there on that. But I guess if you suck something through a straw, you can pass it like through into your throat, through the side or under your tongue or something. But
yeah,
I'd be dribbling that all over myself.
Yeah.
You'd have to catch it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'd have to get somebody to like baby bird it to you.
Yeah.
You're just like, no. Give me some Slurpee. So gross.
Feed me that Slurpee. Come on.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Pet hair will cause havoc on your washing machine and your clothes. Trust me, I know. My dog, Riley, is a pretty hairy boy. And I just found this product called the Pet Hair Dissolver, which uses an enzymatic formula to dissolve the pet hair that clogs up in your washing machine. It's easy. You just throw this little packet into your washing machine, top loader or front loader, doesn't matter. And then you run a hot water cycle and then boom, the pet hair is gone. I put up the link on our deals page at tjriggins.com/deals. It's just a lifesaver for pet owners. tjriggins.com/deals.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Yay, yay. Back to school time is different for just about every town. You know, I know it's every county has something different. We go back to school here or there. My little niece and nephew in Louisiana have already started back. A lot of schools around here started back, but, I've made it perfectly clear that I always hated going back to school because I hated school and I would have so much fun in the summer. I really didn't want that to end. You know, cause nobody ever got hurt in the '80s. So I was allowed just to, you know, I'd be gone and hanging out until time to come home, which would be, you know, whenever pretty much staying up late, playing baseball, the whole thing. But Riggins, when you were making that transition from Catholic school that you had gone to your whole school career up until this certain point, and you knew that back to school was coming and you were going to be going to a public school, were you scared about that? Were you freaked out by it?
Yes, extremely.
And how old were you?
I was going into high school, so had just maybe turned 13.
Mm-hmm. So you were in Catholic school all the way up until your ninth grade year.
Yeah.
And then you were going to public school.
In the same Catholic school. You know, I grew up, you know, every class was the same 25 kids. Mm-hmm. So my entire schooling was all with the same kids. But my oldest brother and two older brothers were at this new public school. So they sat me down with the yearbook and told me who I was supposed to hang out with and who I wasn't supposed to hang out with. So that was helpful, but it was nerve wracking.
Yeah. I can't
imagine.
Now, were you excited about getting to wear whatever you wanted to wear?
Yes.
Having to wear a uniform?
Yeah, because that was the biggest school shopping trip I ever got to do. We got to go to Haynes Mall, which was like an hour away from where we lived. And yeah, I got to go to Abercrombie and Hollister. That was cool.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I get to wear cool clothes for the first time.
And how many days or weeks into the school year were you when those guys stole your shoes off of you?
The second week.
Yeah.
Stole them off my feet, picked me up, put me in, you know, shoved me into a locker and took the shoes off my feet.
Remind me. So how did you just went home after that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
confused. Like, how does that even happen?
I had never experienced anything. I was so scared because there was like three guys.
And you didn't tell on them, which is what a normal person probably would have done.
I wouldn't even know who to told. I don't, you know, what? We had nuns at Catholic school. I didn't even know how the system worked. There's like, I was like, I guess I don't have shoes anymore.
Oh my God. Yeah. Mom, come pick me up. I have no shoes.
She said, where are your shoes? I said, somebody took them. She said, took them where? I said, I don't know. Probably home with them. I don't know. I don't have them anymore. That's the bottom line. I don't have shoes. So we're going to need to fix that.
Was your oldest brother already, had he already graduated at that point or was he a senior?
Yeah, he had just graduated the year before.
Yeah.
I think, so or maybe 2 years before.
Your other brother, Kevin, didn't come around trying to find him and take up for you and stuff?
He was nowhere to be found, and I don't know where he was the entirety of my high school career. I never saw him once. I don't know where he was. I don't know. No help.
Yeah, he was like, huh, he draws bad people. I'm staying away from him.
I guess so.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. What is new radio? New radio is events. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
$7,000 worth of Labubus were stolen from a store in La Puente, California last week. $7,000. Now, I don't know how many Labubus that is.
Three.
Is it just three? I know some of them are worth more than others, just like the Beanie Babies were. But yeah, somebody broke in the middle of the night in this, you know, small gift shop and stole $7,000 worth of these dolls. And I'm assuming, wait, where do you just resell those? That's not for anybody's home collection, right?
No, you're selling those, I would think. But I wonder if they got serial numbers on them that they could trace them back.
I would imagine you could, but if you're buying bootleg Labubus that somebody stole, like, I don't know, man. I don't know what you're doing. I don't get it.
May not be that you know they stole them, because they may just, you know, act like they're traders or, you know, they're collectors.
Yeah.
And they're going to part with these. Yeah.
They better sell them quick, because they are here today, gone tomorrow.
That's what I'm thinking. Why pick something that's, well, I guess maybe that's the point, is like, you think you can get more, you know, get more money for them if it's like a hot item at the moment. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But $7,000 worth of Labubus out there. Today is just a day for Lindsay. Today is National Middle Child Day.
Yay. Me and Kevin, right?
That's my brother, Kevin. He is also the middle child. We don't care about the middle children. At least I don't.
Well, okay. But does it matter that I'm the only girl?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Your status is immediately number one in your family because you are the only girl. But if you have all one gender among siblings, the middle child, no one cares about.
Oh, it's so sad. I hate that for you guys.
I love it. I love it. yeah, that's just the way it is. Matt, my oldest brother, is obviously top tier. He's the number one golden child. And then it fluctuates at number two for me and Kevin. But in my mind, I'm definitely number two.
Well, you're the baby and you always will be.
That's right. So, yeah.
The baby.
Absolutely. Yeah. So today is the day for the National Middle Child. Congratulations. And then an 11-year-old girl in California is recovering. On Sunday, she was attacked by a mountain lion in her own backyard. The emergency responders arrived, she was still in the backyard with a severe puncture mark on her right arm. And they took her to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. But just a reminder, you know, there's mountain lions out there.
Yeah. Yeah. Cougars are dangerous.
Those cougs.
Have you ever run into a mountain lion or a cougar or whatever they call them in real life?
Oh, I haven't. No,
I've never even seen one, like in person or in, yeah.
Now, I've seen bobcats in the woods, but I don't think we had cougars in Louisiana in the swamps. They're mostly hills.
Is a bobcat smaller version?
Yeah. No. It's just a smaller, a completely different looking cat. Yeah.
Okay.
And do you shoot and eat a bobcat?
When I was growing up, people would trap them and then sell the hide, but you didn't eat it.
So when you say trap, that automatically means trap them and then kill them?
No, sometimes the trap kills them.
Oh. Okay. All right. Trap is a misleading word, I feel like.
Yeah. You
know, we're going to try. It's an immediate death sentence. I didn't realize that, but now I know. So we've got more coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Pet hair will cause havoc on your washing machine and your clothes. Trust me, I know. My dog, Riley, is a pretty hairy boy. And I just found this product called the Pet Hair Dissolver, which uses an enzymatic formula to dissolve the pet hair that clogs up in your washing machine. It's easy. You just throw this little packet into your washing machine, top loader or front loader, doesn't matter. And then you run a hot water cycle and then boom, the pet hair is gone. I put up the link on our deals page at tjriggins.com/deals. It's just a lifesaver for pet owners. tjriggins.com/deals.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Well, I didn't mention this, but on Saturday, I was coming back from a walk with my dog, Riley. And I ran into my neighbor and his girlfriend who were just driving back in. They had gone to breakfast and they're real friendly. So they stopped while I was out on the sidewalk and we were talking for a second. I said, oh, where'd you go? They said, Waffle House. I said, oh, no way. Is there a Waffle House around here? And they said, well, not really. You got to drive down here and go over there. But then I remembered, you know, this is the neighbor that was bringing me eggs all the time. Mm-hmm. He buys these Costco pallets and he doesn't eat eggs. So that's why he was bringing them all to me. So I was like, oh, you don't eat eggs. What do you get at Waffle House? Just out of curiosity. And she's sitting in the passenger side and she looks across him and smiles the biggest smile at me. And she goes, yeah, tell him what you have at Waffle House. And I went, oh, is there like a story here? And he goes, well, I eat the hash browns there. I like their hash browns. So I get 3 orders of hash browns and this is how he gets them. He gets them well done. He gets them covered, smothered, topped, peppered, country style. Do you know how he likes his hash browns based on that?
No.
Well, one of those was gravy.
Country style is gravy.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Lindsay.
Smothered is cheese.
Smothered is sauteed onions.
Oh, okay.
So covered is cheese. Covered is cheese. So he gets his three orders of hash browns covered in cheese, sauteed onions, jalapeno peppers, chili, and then sausage gravy over the top.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I was with you until the gravy. I could do chili.
I was with it until chili.
I could either do chili or gravy, but not together.
Right. And I would rather have gravy than chili.
Probably, yeah, same. For breakfast.
For breakfast. It's 8:30 in the morning, and this guy has just had 3 well-done orders of hash browns with cheese, chili, and gravy on top of it. And this guy, he's about, you know, he's thin as a pin. He's mm-hmm. this big around. I don't know where he's putting it all, but that is an unreal Waffle House order, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I ain't mad at him. Hey. No,
I mean.
I mean, would I do it? Sure. Mother covered dice country, whatever.
Yeah, well, she couldn't wait to have him share the story. She was like, she obviously thought it was odd as well.
Yeah.
Now, do they saute the jalapenos with the onions?
I don't know.
Because I would like for the jalapenos to be softened up a little bit.
Same, yeah.
If I'm getting that on there.
I know they heat up the onions because it said sauteed onions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not raw onion, but I'm not sure about the peppers.
I think you can customize. It sounds like you could just ask them, throw some in there while you're sauteing.
I think so. That's pretty unbelievable. But you see a lot of mukbang people reviewing Waffle House in their car. And I can't get on board with that. I think there's something about Waffle House. You have to eat it there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to eat it on those tiny tables with all those plates that you don't have room for.
Yeah. And you probably have some alcohol in your stomach, but I don't know. Yeah.
The last time I ate at Waffle House was definitely, I had some alcohol, but I know a lot of people just enjoy Waffle House. They're sober.
I love how Kyle, my husband, is every time he's like, nope, Waffle House. I get food poisoning every time I go there. I'm like, or were you just wasted? Like, he tells everyone, nope, Waffle House gives me food poisoning. Okay.
Sure. He makes me throw up.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. What is new radio? New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. What What is new radio? New radio is
streaming everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So Lindsay was just saying that her husband, when he eats at Waffle House, he said it gives him food poisoning and makes him throw up and stuff. And she said, it's not the Waffle House. It's the fact that you're wasted every time you eat at Waffle House. But, I have a friend who used to feel the same way about, fish fillet sandwiches, because he'd go out drinking and then have to find a 24-hour McDonald's or a McDonald's that stayed open late. And he'd always go get a fish fillet combo because he was hungry from drinking. And then, he would say, I got to stop eating those fillet of fish sandwiches because obviously I'm allergic to them. They give me a headache every time I eat them.
Yeah.
I wake up with a headache the next morning. So I got to figure out something else.
I love those people. I had a friend that always said red wine. She was allergic to red wine because she threw up every time. I'm like, no, you're just drinking too much. Weirdo.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But and also with the people that say that certain color of liquor makes people mean, or like,
yeah,
I can't drink vodka. When I drink vodka, it makes me mean.
Yeah.
Well, that your system doesn't know the difference between alcohols, whether it comes from a beer or vodka or bourbon or whatever. Your liver filters it the same way. It's just the alcohol. But you have to take into consideration which one of them do you like the taste of better. And that's usually the one that's going to make you the craziest. Yeah. You're drinking more of it and faster.
True.
Right. Yeah. Drinking vodka doesn't make you mean. Drinking a gallon of vodka makes you mean.
Right. In
30 minutes.
Yeah. Right.
Finished off this handle in the past 15 minutes. It's making me mean. me vodka.
It's true.
If I end up busting this place up, it's because of the vodka. It ain't me.
Love that.
But I always wanted to take somebody like that and say, okay, well, let's drink one vodka drink and then see what happens. If you don't get mean, you're all right. And then let's do the rest of the night drinking, dark liquor and see if you get just as mean.
Yeah.
You'll get just as mean.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. But that's funny. It would suck to be allergic to filet-o-fish sandwich.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There is a company called Big Fork, and they have some of the most delicious pork products I have ever had in my life. You need to try them. You save 20% right now when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the promo code TJ. You're going to love it. It's Big Fork.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show. With TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D Rob. Now back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So I read about this story the other night, this experiment that they have done where they were monitoring these apes and seeing how they behave after eating all this fermented fruit. In other words, how much it takes to get an ape drunk and that sort of thing. And then they started hypothesizing about, you know, thousands of years ago, apes did do this and, you know, all this other stuff. And then they think that they've created an alcohol that, is so strong that you would only be able to drink it in space. It's like, what? Gotta deal with all that. So they're being, you know, touted in some science world as, oh, this is a brilliant uncovering and whatever else. And I'm thinking the only thing good about this story that's interesting to me is that how fun it would be to watch a bunch of drunk apes interacting with each other.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that would be hilarious, I think. Yeah.
I would love that.
Totally.
Sign me up for that experiment to just watch a bunch of apes walking around drunk.
Well, and we laugh when the apes even like smoke cigarettes or whatever. I don't know if it's AI or what, but think about how much more funny that would be. Mm-hmm. Seeing them drunk.
That's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
It was the first, you know, showing those chimps smoking cigarettes and all those were not AI. That was the real deal.
Real.
And I remember those videos, they were in Mexico that they had, and people would pay admission to start, you know, going over and looking at the chimpanzee that was in overalls and a straw hat, smoking a cigarette. It's one of the funniest things you'd ever seen. But then, you know, once the story got to America, all of the goody two shoes in America, the chimp was addicted to smoking and blah, blah, ruined the fun.
Wah, wah.
Maybe he is addicted to smoking, but luckily he can't go buy cigarettes. So that's under your control. I mean, don't get mad at the monkey.
Right. Yeah. He's just having a good time, man, when he's offered.
Yeah. Who doesn't love a drunk cigarette?
But so I'm not just completely off the wall here. Y'all would like to see drunk apes interacting with each other as well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I would.
To see an ape leaning over and puking. He's so drunk would be hilarious.
One's like holding the hair, you know, back up.
And then they want to fight, but they can't stand up. Oh, the possibilities are endless.
TJ, Riggins, and Lindsay want to thank you for listening.
Let's go!
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
What is new radio? New radio is Yvette. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
So it is official. If you're still using dial-up internet, AOL is canceling their dial-up internet service on September 30th. I don't know a single person that's still using dial-up.
Well, I'm about to say they're not giving us much notice.
I guess you got to figure out alternative solutions, but I would imagine if you're using dial-up, there aren't other solutions.
I didn't even know it was still around.
Who did? I didn't know. But, you know, it's been, you know, they've been operating for decades. And then they said at the end of September, if you're still on dial-up, that will no longer work. So
honestly, I didn't know that AOL internet, just plain internet, was still around. I don't know anybody that has AOL as their provider.
I don't either.
Me either.
And did you ever get those CDs in the mail of like 10 free hours? I don't know how that worked, but I remember them sending those out all the time. So
strange.
If you're on dial up, you got a couple more weeks and then you're going to have to figure out something else. So good luck with that.
I even think people with an AOL email are weird. Kyle still has one from like, I don't know, high school, and he'll tell people. And I'm like, don't tell anyone that.
Does he have a funny username at the front of his AOL email address?
No, it's just like his initials or whatever. It's nothing outrageous. But when he says at AOL, I'm like, stop telling people that. Yeah. Give him your work email, for God's sakes. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, I agree. And then today's National Shoestring Friday. National Shoestring Friday. TJ, is that still your favorite French fry?
Oh, I was about to say it's not Friday, it's Tuesday. shoestring French fry day. Yes.
Yeah.
Love the shoestring. Yes. Yes.
Still not a fan of Arby's orange fries.
No, curly Q's. No.
So you got shoestring at number one. What's your two and three?
Crankle is number two. And three would probably be those that still have a little bit of the skin on them.
Yeah.
Whatever you call those, like a home style.
Home. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like a five guys fry kind of thing.
Yeah.
Lindsay, what are your favorite fries? Quick.
I like crinkle, waffle, shoestring, home fries. No, I like them all.
She never met a spud she didn't like, I think, as Dolly Parton once said.
Yeah.
So yeah. Happy National. Different day.
Okay.
But speaking of Lindsay, we need to get an update on her home life. Something really, really scary happened recently, and we need to follow up. So we will get to that coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
What is new radio? New radio is early access.
Access granted. Granted.
Prime and Prime Plus members get early access to TJ and Riggins. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I just recently found the coolest gift on Distill Union. You need to check these out. They're MagLock sunglasses. I got them for my husband. When he puts his sunglasses on his shirt, like when he's golfing, they always fall off, or if he's on the boat. These MagLock sunglasses lock to stay in place wherever you put them. They're so awesome. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Code TJ for 20% off.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Thank you.
Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
It recently occurred to me, I have totally forgotten to ask, Lindsay, how is your beaver?
Nowhere to be found.
Nowhere to be found.
I have looked for that beaver because he came out of the front bushes of our house. Mm-hmm. And so I've kind of gone back there, peeked around. The only thing I found... Because now I'm like an animal tracker. Do you know those? I have found bigger footsteps, and we don't have an animal, so it's got to be the beaver.
Yeah. Have you gotten into investigating the pellets? Did we just lose Lindsay? Oh, wait, hold on. Let's get her back here. Give me one second.
It said reconnecting.
Yeah. We can hear you now.
Okay. Don't know what happened to it. I think it probably found its water wherever that was, and it made it back. Okay, but I do have something. My neighbor called again to the organization. I don't even know the letter. CSP, sure. Whatever. And they said the beaver was probably in the neighborhood because the water he was in was too warm. And he was looking for cooler water.
Hmm.
So.
No, that makes sense. Although he was finding no water.
Right.
Unless he was in the water hose.
Right. And my kids have been in the water in our yard, like sprinkler and stuff. So I don't know if he just saw water and came over. I don't know.
Well, I saw this post on the internet, Lindsay. I just sent you a picture over text. If you could look at that real quick. I saw potentially one of your neighbors that lives in your area spotted a copperhead snake right outside her front door.
Ew. Yeah, my neighborhood has tons of them. Our old dog got attacked by a den of baby copperheads. Well, almost died.
My neighbor got bitten by one. She stepped off onto her patio and it just bit her. And as soon as she stepped out there, and she was in the bed for a while, swollen, having to have it elevated and the whole thing.
Do you get on antibiotics for that? I mean, I would think so.
But okay. She was down for a while, may still be.
TJ, the experts say don't try to kill the snake yourself. What you should do instead is spray it gently with the hose, and then that snake will learn not to come back to that space because they know it's not safe for them.
Right.
That's what they say.
Spray it gently with a brush hook.
Right, right.
Spray it gently with.
Yeah! All right, let's go.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grayson Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grayson Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.